We now have a second feature for you, which is quite brief but tells us that spoonbills are breeding on the Broads for the first time in 400 years. The article, by Chris Hill, is taken from the Eastern Daily Press and is read by Ian Robertson.
Wildlife experts have hailed the truly wonderful return of rare spoonbills, which have bred successfully in the Norfolk Broads for the first time in 400 years. The protected birds, named after the shape of their long bill, which they sweep through the water for food, have been nesting at the Norfolk Wildlife Trust Reserve at Hickling Broad. But this summer is the first that the chicks have successfully hatched and fledged there, making the reserve one of just 8 known breeding sites in England. Robert Smith, the Trust's Senior Reserves Assistant for Broads North, said, "It has been a privilege to monitor the spoonbills over the last few years at Hickling, and now we can officially celebrate the return of a former lost breeding species to the Broadland landscape with the first fledged spoonbill here since the mid-17th century. Watching the fledgling flying around the reserve and hearing its trilling begging call as it pesters its parents for food is truly a wonderful sight and sound. It shows that our work to enhance the habitats on our reserves and across Norfolk is hugely important to the survival of our wildlife, including visitors such as the spoonbills. Spoonbills were widespread in the UK until the 1600s, when they were hunted to extinction and their former broadland and fenland habitats were drained. The UK's first breeding colony since then was established at Hocombe National Nature Reserve in 2010. And last year, another Norfolk coastal colony was formed nearby at Old Rectory Farm in Clye, following work to improve the farm's woodland habitats. Spoonbills stand at 3 feet tall and have a 4-foot wingspan. The fledglings, affectionately known as teaspoons, due to their shorter bills, can also be identified by the black in their wingtips. The fledglings at Hickling will commute between their nests in the trees and a pool at first, and then move further afield when brave enough, before the family leaves the nest and heads south, with Pool Harbour being a key wintering spot for Norfolk's breeding spoonbills.